The next four speakers are Katie Rose, Jim and Sandy Dennis, Cole Stowell, and Mike Sterling. Now, Ms. Rose has told me she will keep under the 3 minutes, and so we're going to allow her to perform her musical piece for her comment.
Mr. Moderator has assured me that my comment will be included, as it is just as important as everyone else who has spoken here tonight, and the way that I present it makes my comment no different. The reporter has my lyrics. To the powers that be, do you not see? Can you not hear? Or are you just acting out of fear? The fate of our land is resting in your hands. The people have spoken. Please prove to us that the system's not broken. And to the powers that be, in such a powerful company, how much more will you take from us? Do you realize how much is at stake for us? How can you stay blind to the devastation left behind? Once you have taken of what we love, will it ever be enough? Or once you have taken, will you rape us again and again? You never once asked our permission. You just continue to force your own mission. Well, this is all we have left, and there is no turning back once the damage is done. The loss for us is much greater than the gain might be for anyone. And for the ones without a voice, nature has no choice in this. For all sacred land, I hear you and I understand. So I sing this for you, that the powers that be may see the truth, that they may be brave enough to stand up for all of us. And may they be wise to distinguish the truth from the lies. May they represent you and me, for we are the ones who give them the power to be.
It's a good time to stop, ma'am.
Thank you.